Reminders to archery hunters and recreationists about hunting in bear country. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. Finally, hunting season is here. But before you hit the trail this fall, the Game and Fish is issuing some annual reminders for people recreating in bear country to take safety precautions and be on the lookout for bears and signs of bears. That's because hunters and bears are often in the same places at the same time during the fall, and hunters face an increased potential for bear encounters. They often pursue game quietly, making it difficult for bears to detect their presence. Additionally, masking human scent and moving into the wind, a common practice for hunters, further reduces the chances of bears noticing them. Being active during dawn and dusk, those are peak times for bear activity, that heightens the risk. Handling big game carcasses also draws bears, as the smell of blood and meat is a strong attractant for these animals. Game and Fish Large Carnivore Conflict Coordinator Brian DeBolt says it takes effort and preparation to pursue big game in bear country. He says we want hunters and recreationists to enjoy the outdoors, but be bear wise to minimize the chances of human and bear conflicts. He says have a heightened awareness and be prepared for an encounter with a bear. Here's a few tips. Always hunt and call game with a partner and stay within sight of each other. Remain alert and watchful for bear tracks, scat, carcasses, and gut piles. Retrieve game animals quickly and watch for approaching bears when field dressing and quartering. Have the proper equipment to quarter and hang the carcass in a tree at least 10 to 15 feet from the ground and 4 feet from the tree trunk. Separate the carcass from the entrails and place the carcass in an area that can be safely viewed from a distance if the game must be left on the ground overnight. Make noise when retrieving game. Use binoculars to search the area for bears and to determine if the game has been disturbed by bears prior to walking up on the carcass. If a bear has claimed your carcass, leave the scene and report the incident to the Game and Fish, and do not attempt to scare the bear away. Keeping a clean camp is essential as well. Secure all garbage, food items, flavored beverages, pet, livestock, food, and other attractants in a vehicle or hard-sided camper before going to sleep at night and any time you leave camp. Carry a bear deterrent and know how to use it. Many aggressive bears have been deterred through the use of bear spray. People should always carry an EPA-approved bear spray when it's easily accessible while in bear country. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.